You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hey, big wigs. We missed you, you know? I mean, a week is just too long. How's everybody doing? Welcome back in. It's another episode of one of your top three podcasts. The Big Wigs
top
podcast.
Top three. We're top three.
I gave him top three, you know, because I don't want to say your number one podcast. So I think we made it into the top three.
I'll cry. If one of you DMs me and you're like, you're my number one, I'll cry. I mean, my friend Blair, she shout out to Blair. She literally said, I get my news from you. I'm like, girl,
girl,
I'm not E News, but, you know, I'm glad
we
this
report
is where you go.
On the very selective news that we like.
Yeah. Literally, you know, if it makes it to our DMs where I'm like, Dre, did you see it? Like, LOL. And I'll send her like a fucking Instagram from like page six. And she's like, oh my God, yes. That's the news that we pick. That's how we pick.
Honestly. And the news is hot this week. So we do have a lot to talk about.
Lots to talk about. But first, I want to catch up with you. How are you, Dre? Happy birthday again.
Thank you so much. I know it is confusing when you have a birthday celebration over the past 2 weeks. But
yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm still in Ocean City. Not really recovered. I've fully recovered, but I'm still here because I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to leave.
I assumed you were back. And then I see her riding a bicycle on fucking Instagram. And I DM you. I go, girl, you still there? You moved to the beach.
Yeah. I fully checked out and said, I ain't going back. I'm not motherfucking leaving.
Wow. That's nice.
Wait,
we have to do, while we're on the subject of birthdays, a big happy birthday to our producer, Mike. It is Mike's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you. And all of our guests are going to DM all of our guests. All of our listeners better DM Mike and say happy, happy birthday, because he's here with us on his birthday. I was like, sign off. What are you doing here on your birthday?
Get out of here. We'll send you the audio so you can still edit us. But
he's listening to our bullshit. Yeah.
You know, there's no place I'd rather be.
Oh,
said by a true producer.
Yeah.
So sweet. We're so honored. Oh, my God. OK, so you're still in Ocean City. How's the weather?
Still in Ocean City. The weather for the weekend was great. We got two sunny days and everybody came in Friday. Everybody left Sunday. It was really, really good. But I had all of these, not expectations, but I was really excited about everything. And I had never really planned a full weekend of activities before with friends. And so as the weekend was approaching, I had at least 4 to 5 people say, yo, can't make it. And I had a pang of anxiety because I'm like, oh my God, you guys aren't coming. Well, I factored in the food. I factored in the decorations. It's going to be me with a bunch of balloons and two of my friends. So I got super, super nervous. But despite all that, it truly was such a fun weekend. We had great weather. We went to the beach. We went to the bars. And now looking back, I have all these things. I had a mental breakdown on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday because I thought about all the things I should have done with
should have done for the party?
All these things. I had forgotten to put out a float. I wanted to take them on a boat. I should have taken them. No. You know, I thought about all these things. I had like self-doubt. All my friends canceled. So then I said, oh my God, do I even have friends? Anna, I had a full meltdown. I never have a meltdown.
I feel like I'm always sharing my meltdowns. Like she'll be like, hey girl, what's up? And I'm like, well, here's a paragraph about how I hate my life. And you're always like, okay, but hearing you have a meltdown really humanizes you for me. It really, I'm like, wow, I'm so sorry, but also you're one of us.
I have a meltdown.
And also, don't have regrets. You fucking laminated drink menus, okay? Who cares about renting a fucking boat? You have a beach to hang out on. You had your Barbie cocktails. You had your balloons. You had all, it looked great online, you know? You did a good job, at least of making it look
at
great
least
for all the
make. I know, and that's the thing. It's like social media is freaking fake because
it's so fake.
It's so fake, and I just want everybody to know that I did have a good time. But Instagram and TikTok and all of the platforms are of the biggest hits. So you're going to see the best of whatever that event was. You're not going to see the me blowing up the balloons with my mom and my dad and Nick. You're not going to see my dad frantically running to get the cake. You know, so there's a lot of background shit nobody sees.
Well, now that you're saying it, I would love a video of just seeing your parents and Nick and you blow up balloons. Like,
I'm trying to put together a reel of all the fails and the greats. So,
I picture you just being like, blow faster. They're coming soon. Drinks are at 5 p.m. My question was, did you stick to the itinerary? Itineraries scare me. Like, you know, when you show up for someone's like weekend and I'm like, oh my God, wait, what? I have to be showered and showered by 4 and happy hours at 5. Those intimidate me.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that about me.
Totally get that.
But yeah. Did you stick to the plan? Were people good about sticking to the itinerary?
We stuck to the plan. There wasn't a lot of too many things to do. But now looking back, I'm thinking I should have put 5 more dockets on the time frame. You know, I'm thinking we could have gone on a bike ride. I could have taken him to the arcade. And, you know, I'm forgetting that we only had truly one full day. It was Saturday because everybody arrived late Friday, left on Sunday. So it's like, Dre, what the fuck?
You know, one day. I'm scared for your wedding.
One day. Oh, no, Anna, I'm scared. I'm not doing it. The thought of having so much pressure on for that one day and the come down for me, it's no bueno. I thought about all the things I did wrong. I thought my friends that did show up hated it because I had 4 people there, you know, and then I thought about all the things I could have done. And I just was, my mind was racing it. And that's so not really me because I've never really planned something like this. So, yeah, there was a bit of a downfall.
At the end of the day, they're there for you. No one gives a fuck if you have a pink balloon or a cocktail or anything. People are happy to celebrate you, your friends and your family. And and who cares? Let it go. You had a good weekend. You're still at the beach.
Let it go.
You got to let it go. In the words of Idina Menzel, I don't know if you've heard the song Let It Go.
A few times.
Yeah.
A few times.
Okay. It's a good one. Did I ever tell you it was my alarm clock song for a good 3-4 years?
I would never get out of bed. Are you insane?
Honestly, it ruined the song. Anytime you make a song your alarm, it ruins it for you.
Yes.
So like when I hear Let It Go, which is also funny because I was like, I guess for most of it, I was like single at the time. I'm like, oh my God, if I like slept at someone's house and my alarm goes off, it's literally like the snow glows bright on the mountain tonight, not a minute. And it's like intense, you know, when it starts. And I'm like traumatized by it because it means to me like get up for your day.
Get up.
Like, yeah.
You ruined the song for yourself.
I'm unwell when it comes to alarm songs. Yeah. Because I've only had one song since then. And it's a... you would die if you knew my alarm song. Mike is already telling me I'm insane.
No, get him right now. You, Anna, you have to reveal now. This is a huge reveal.
Okay. How do you top Let It Go as your fucking alarm clock song? Are you ready for it?
Oh, this is really going to be a doozy.
For the last 7 to 8 years, I guess I gave up Let It Go 8 years ago because Jared and I have been together 7 years. It has been Lee Greenwald, proud to be an American, and I'm proud
Anna.
To be an American, where
Anna,
at least I know.
You are sick. You are sick. That is like, I feel like Putin has that as his, as his ringtone, as a joke. You psychopath. Is it supposed to be ironic? What is it? What's going on?
Actually, no. Okay. So at my camp every summer, you guys all know everything in my life leads back to camp.
Jesus Christ.
At my camp every summer.
I can't even believe that even your alarm goes back to camp. I'm signing off.
For July 4th, at least she's not walking out. She's going to just sign off. I could still go, you know? I could take the rest of this hour. Just me.
You're good.
Here we go.
You're good. Guys, enjoy the camp stories and the patriotism.
No, for camp on July 4th, they had the same mix of songs that fucking played, you know, over and over. They'd play it in the dining hall when you walked in on July 4th. You're in red, white, and blue, and it's a very patriotic, you know. And that song, Proud to Be an American, that might not even be the title. God Bless the USA, whatever. I think that might be the title. Either or, you know, it's Liberty. And
truly.
And that was like the best song. And when it's like, and I proudly stand up, and everyone stands up. So it's like a great memory in my brain of like just that song. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought it was so funny when I like came across it, you know, 108 years ago. I was like, wouldn't that be a fun song to wake up to? Because it's like from the lakes of Minnesota. It starts out like kind of chill and then it gets intense on the chorus. And I don't usually make it to the chorus, but
that could be good for an alarm. You like it to start slow and then get a little bit more. And then that's a good wake up. I agree.
Thank you. Anyway, so you guys can all unsubscribe at this point. I guess you now know the real me.
I haven't been lucky enough to wake up to this in your apartment. Every time I stay with you, I never hear any alarm.
Well, you know, don't get too excited. Maybe watch. She's going to like hang out with me now. Anna, Blue Lives Matter. No, I'm not. I'm not that kind of American. I don't even care about America. Okay. I'm ready to move to Italy. Remember last week's podcast? But yeah, I do wake up to that song. I'm so sorry to admit. Do you have an alarm? Do you have an alarm song?
I used to when you could really easily customize it, but now you got to import and whatever. Now I just have the regular because I hate that sound and I just want to smash my phone.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It's horrible, but that's the only thing that really gets me up. But I got to set about 10 of those and then I finally get up. But
yeah, I'm a snoozer.
Ringtones. Oh, put it on my tombstone, Anna. I'm a snoozer.
I'm a snoozer. Oh my God, that has to go. I'm putting it on our merch list. You guys realize every week we come up with merch and then it never comes out, but it's going to come out one day and you're going to be like, wait, I want all of it.
We're snoozer boozers. Yeah. Snooze all day. Honestly, during Lent, like one of the things that I give up is the snooze because it's so hard not to just hit that button. And it's not even a dramatic. Remember when we used to have alarm clocks, you would dramatically hit it. Now you just like fumble with your phone. You're like, shut up. And then it ends. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Not as dramatic, but thank you so much for being honest and open with us and telling us how you wake up in the morning. Cause that's a psychopath, but I love it.
Snooze, you lose, honey.
Anyway,
I'm still in Philadelphia in my mom's closet, just FYI, if anyone wants to know how that's going.
But you're heading out of Philly and then you'll be moving over to New York.
You know, I'm going to Brooklyn tonight. Tomorrow, and then I'm going to LBI with my family. LBI, we're going to the beach. We do that every year. You know, and it's so funny because we're all like going, but like my brother was literally like, well, I'm leaving Monday and Tuesday to work. And I was like, well, I'm leaving Wednesday night to Friday to do a job too. So my mom's like, wait, what? I'm like, sorry.
So who's going to be there? Your sister and the kids.
Yeah, people will be there. I mean, who knows, you know, who knows where that little COVID monster is going to head next. I'm so negative Nancy right now about it. I'm like, nothing has worked out for me lately that I'm just like, literally, it's like a joke at this point. I'm not crying, though. You know, I'm not crying. I'm just like laughing.
We're at the stage of that where it's the laughing phase where we can just laugh at the failures.
And they're
not even failures. It's just things happen.
The universe is not providing. I know this wasn't first on our list, but I want to say one thing tonight. We're recording this on August 30th. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You're getting it a day late. It is a Jay is going to walk out between God Bless America and what I'm about to say, which she knows is the blue moon is tonight. Dre, you brought it into my attention. You posted about it. What?
I saw a post. It? I was excited about it because the original thing that you corrected me on was, Anna, did you know it's a blue moon? And you're like, sturgeon, actually. And so now that it's the real blue moon, not sturgeon, I said this is important and we have to talk about it because I want to know the real difference between blue and sturgeon because sturgeon just sounds like it's related back to fish. But the blue moon, that's something.
I think you were right. I'm going to give you credit. I think the sturgeon moon was a crock of shit. I think the sturgeon moon put bad juju into the universe. Okay. I think everyone's had a shit ass summer. I can't wait for summer to be over. I fucking hate summer, especially this one. I think the sturgeon moon fucked us all. I gave it too much credit on that episode. You know, I listened back and I'm like, wow, I'm going to manifest tonight and all this bullshit. You know what? Mm-hmm. Fuck the sturgeon moon. It has only been negative Nancy since. And, not me, just like everything that's happened to me. So I'm really, I don't know. I'm going to put a little pressure on this blue moon tonight. I think the blue moon's going to be a good recharge for me. But I'm not going to put all my eggs in the basket this time. Okay. I'm going to maybe manifest a little bit, you know, I want to feel the vibes, but I could use a break. So if this new blue moon is going to give me a little break, great, but I don't know. I'm hesitant right now, Dre. I feel a little confused.
We hope that it reverses everything from the sturgeon is really what we're hoping for.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. But I don't want to like say that, you know, and it'd be like, it's all going to reverse. And then it just gets worse. Cause for me, it could just get worse tomorrow. Help.
Hey, every day. This is actually going to be a super blue moon.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
I mean, and I think it's going to appear blue, right? Like it's going to look blue.
I think I had to look this up because I really don't know any of this. I just love talking about all these like buzzwords because it's happening. But apparently blue moon does not actually refer to the color. It just means that it's two full moons in 1 month, which makes it blue. And it doesn't occur very often. So I don't know why we call it blue, but we call it blue.
So then maybe this is the one that's going to give us a little bit of a magic spark. You know, maybe it's going to be the one to turn around all of our negative experiences all summer. Because I haven't talked to anyone who's been like best summer of my life. No. I've only heard negative things, and maybe I attracted it because I've had a bad summer.
Yeah, but no, I really don't think I've heard anybody say this has been like the best summer of their life. Definitely not.
And so I don't know. I'm gunning for this blue moon. I think it'll make our lives a little easier. It'll lift a little heavy weight off of our shoulders. I don't know. You guys know, I haven't had a home in a month. Like,
I know you're kind of living out of suitcase.
I've been living out of suitcases, and I'm going to live out of suitcases for the next, I don't know, 2 months. It's really, I'm lucky in a lot of ways that I have this opportunity to save my dog a little longer in his life, but I'm also, you know, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard right now.
It is hard. I'm reading from the Yoga Journal. This will help you and all of us having a crappy summer. Spiritual practitioners believe that intentions crafted during the blue moon are so potent that their intensity extends to the next one, which sometimes years in the future makes it idyllic for long-term goals. One powerful ritual for blue moon is manifestation journaling. So get out your mood boards, Anna.
I'm doing it. I'm going to get out my... Here's the thing. You're going to laugh because I said to Jared, I said, oh my God, I think my manifestation journal is in the car. Which is being shipped to the East Coast, which is somewhere on the East Coast, but I don't have it yet. Anna. And I'm like, I need it for tonight. I'll use an interim notebook for the night. You know what I mean? Like I'll find piece of paper.
And I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not going to work.
Yes, it will.
Manifestation.
Yes, it will, Dre. It's got to work because I can't. What am I going to do? Call up this company and you know, I can't get there.
But not only does Anna leave her manifestation journal in the car that is being transported cross country, the guy who's driving your car cross country got oddly
no, no
sick.
One drives it cross country. It's on a belt with like 20 other cars.
But the guy who drives the truck.
Yeah, that's just part of the plan, you know? He got sick, apparently, so they couldn't deliver it today. Here we go. Just like they didn't tell me 2 days ago at the fucking hospital, oh, you didn't fast your dog? No one told me to fast, like, he had to fast today. And they were like, oh, for imaging, like, he would need to fast so we can get a clear image of his liver and blah, blah, blah. So then we had to come back today to do his... Anyway, this is like every day, I swear to God, every day something is just not going right. So,
well, that's not your fault.
It feels like the universe is just like, ha 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 ha. You know, like I'm a human punching bag and the universe is like, boom, boom, boom. What else can she take? Huh? Let's see. Let's hit her, you know? Anyway, I do. And I know my problems are my problems. I know there's worse things going on. There's fucking hurricanes, fires. There are way worse things going on this summer. But it just feels a little like I'm being punished.
I totally get that. I used to belittle all of my problems because I said there's somebody else having a way worse time. And somebody told me the most insightful thing. It was, don't belittle your issues because they're still your issues, and your issues are still validated in your life. Because in this situation, everything's relative. So yes, I'm right there with you with, and you got to talk about the issues because it helps you get over that to the level of you can laugh about it. But right now we're in the stage of I'm a human punching bag, and the universe is punching me.
Literally, it's punching me, and honestly, I'm getting old. Okay, I can't handle it anymore. Anyway, enough about my bullshit. I can't wait to see you. We're going to hang out, you guys. I'm going to be in Brooklyn. So, Dre's, we're going to have to make some videos.
Yeah. We're getting back together. We're getting the crew back together.
The band's back together. Sonia fucking commented on our Sonia and Luann video and gave us high hopes and said, oh my God, this is so funny. I have to share it. Babe. Has Sonia shared it yet?
She shared it on her story. And okay,
she did?
You need to tell me. She did, but you need to tell me what happened because I only saw a quick little, you sent me a message. I was on the beach and I was addressing other birthday things. So I didn't really know what fully happened. So she DM'd us, right?
No, she commented on the video. The comments are there. She commented on the video and was like, okay, this is so funny. I have to share it. And then I screen grabbed that and sent it to you because I was like, and I commented back and I go, oh my God, Sonia, like, we love you. Like, thank you. You know, whatever I wrote.
Yes.
And then not me checking Sonia Morgan's stories all day. I'm like, did she share it? Did she share it? And I never saw her share it. Maybe she shared it and I just gave up at some point.
I definitely saw it on her story.
Oh, so but, funny. Anyway,
but
you
I'm
guys,
having, I'm, it's sad I'm having how vague excited. Memories.
How excited we get about this, but it's exciting when you know do an impression of a celebrity and they like share it because I have dreams of us meeting them. I don't know why, but I feel like we're gonna meet them.
Oh no, we definitely will. Oh, I okay, sorry, I'm looking at the post now. I see Sonia saying, she said, so good, I have to share this. I'm gonna pin this to
there
the top.
You go.
To the top.
That's okay. Why I'm saying here, you guys want to know this is how you annoy a celebrity without annoying a celebrity. I commented. I'm like, Dre needs to comment now and be like, thanks so much. We love you. Can't wait to see it share.
Yeah. I'll get to it late. Exactly. I'll be like, wait, I totally missed this. Oh my God. Thank you. Please share.
We love.
Crazy.
So funny. The things we do for free, guys. We're just out here fucking wearing wigs. I know. You know, I'm honored that you knew she had a sense of humor, like, cause some, you know, I've had some people comment on, like, don't you think people comment and they'll be like, wait, this is so funny, but I love Kourtney Kardashian. And you're like, yeah, me too. That's the point of doing these. Like, they always will be like, wait, I don't want to offend them. We love them, but this is so funny. But this is,
but
mean.
Also, yeah, I had somebody else go, why are you trying to sound like Kourtney Kardashian? I was like, cause that's what I do. It's crazy. And then you explain that it is funny though. No, but that's all the validation we need. And Sonia is actually looking for openers for her New York City show, which I think is
hello.
Today.
Hello.
And that's what I said, hello.
Hello, Sonia. We're here. We're available.
And your Luann is getting better and better. So keep at the Luann. Yes.
Wait, can I tell you guys though, when I did that video that we did together, I had COVID. So my voice was like 10 octaves lower. I'm like, oh no, can I do it anymore? You know, like Phoebe and Friends when she's like, my sexy voice, I need it back. She like licks the cup. I'm not trying to get COVID again, but I will say that's the only silver lining is like, wow, I did sound like her.
I had a deep, deep voice and it was raspy. No, you still got it. If you can do Joan, you can do Luann.
I still got it. Anyway.
No, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Let's get into some of these stories. We have a lot of stories we wanted to cover. I'm letting you pick. Pick the first one. Pick the one that makes you excited, Dre. You guys, we write down a whole list of stuff and then I sit here and bitch about, you know, my sad situation.
Yeah, no. I think I want to get into, because I am excited about it and I've been seeing all of the contestants, I want to get into the Golden Bachelor, which is a series I'm going to tune into. And I never tuned into The Bachelor or Bachelorette, but this.
Ever?
This, no.
Ever?
I really thought they were joking. I thought it was too corny for me to even tune into.
Well, let me tell you this. I started watching about nine years ago.
Wow. I'm gonna say.
I know. Which was late, honestly, for like me. I'm 72 years old. I, you know, they asked me to go on The Golden Bachelor and I was like, ooh, I don't know. Let me check my schedule. it was this summer shooting and I was like, oh, I can't. No, but I fell into it by accident. You'll love this. I was staying with a friend in LA for like a weekend and she was having a watch party of The Bachelorette. And I was like, oh, I've never watched this show, but she had friends over. And you know, when you're a guest at someone's house, you're like, I'm going to participate. We're having a little party.
Yes.
And I watched one finale. Didn't even know who these people were. I fucking loved it. I thought it was comedy gold. I thought it was so funny. And so I've been watching ever since. I will say I have fallen off some seasons that bored the shit out of me. I've been like, I can't watch this person anymore. I don't care if they find love, but The Golden Bachelor, they have been teasing for at least the last 5 years. They have been, because every commercial I watch, you know, you got to kind of watch The Bachelor live. Like, at least we used to 5 years ago, for sure, watch it live. Every commercial, mm-hmm. they'd say, do you know someone over the age of 65 looking for love? If so, submit to our Bachelor casting, blah, blah, blah. So we knew this was coming forever.
But they finally
did it. So I'm very excited. Very excited for Gary. Okay. I think Gary is an all-American. Okay. Gary is.
You know why I like this? Because he already had an established life. And now that he lost his wife, he's been able to heal. And he's actually looking for a partner to live in life. These other Bachelor and Bachelorettes, I'm like, you guys are just on here kind of for the clout. You know what I mean? Gary's not looking for Instagram followers. Gary's looking for love.
He is looking for love. You know, I'm curious to hear. We were going to go through some of the women for us because
yeah,
I will say I looked through this list and I thought some of these women are here for Instagram followers. I'm just saying it's going to happen and I'm here for it.
These women. OK, maybe some of them could honestly be housewives. They give off that look.
Yeah.
But
some of them are trying to get into reality, you know, like
that'd be insane.
Honestly, there should be a senior housewives. Like, why don't we have a housewives of women who are like 70s and 80s?
Oh, my God. It'd be like 80 for Brady. Housewives edition.
Oh, dream. That would be a dream.
I love that. Okay. First and foremost, what did you think about this photo shoot, though? It's this cream background. It kind of gives off Tuscan vibes. And then they're all in black dresses, which is slimming. Yeah. I get it. But it was kind of giving, I don't know, like death tributes. It wasn't giving fashion.
To me, it's America's
glamorous.
Next Top Model. It is a throwback to America's Next Top Model, you know, where every week when someone gets eliminated, yeah. they're just gonna like erase her because they're all photoshopped. None of these women met. I'm gonna go with that. Mm-hmm. I think they're all photoshopped. I do think it, you know, I don't know. I like the black dresses because it's like a you know, they're all on the same like playing field. You know what I mean? No one came in there like hot, slutty red like number where they're like, ooh, she, you know, just because on a photo it pops. But yeah, mm-hmm. it is a little funerally. It's a little cryptic. If you guys have not seen, Google just the women of The Golden Bachelor. What's fun is in this article that we read, I will say this that excited me is one of these women could be our Golden Bachelorette because... You know, usually that is the vibe of the show. You know, the format
yeah.
is one of the losers becomes the next bachelor or bachelorette. Mm-hmm. So I was excited about that. The photo is funny to me. They all look hot. I will say they picked all beautiful women. Like these women look, they're like every one of these women are like, if you saw them, you'd be like, I don't know, maybe in their late 40s, early 50s. And they're all over 60. So they all look good. You know, no one's like a standout.
I was going to say, they all really look good. And they all are the professional. I mean, all these jobs. I like what I'm seeing. I do. Yeah. Do you have any favorites or ones you want to talk about? I feel like you have one that you should talk about.
There's one that I came across and I was like, this girl is not here for the right reasons, but she's here for me, right? The one, what's her name? Here we go. Golden Bachelorette Ricky, right? Is that her name?
Or is it Susan Ricky Middlesworth?
Wait, hold on. It's like out of order for me.
No, it is. It is. You know what? It's her name is Susan.
Susan.
But they don't have her last name. Yes.
Okay. Susan Ricky Middlesworth Oh, no, that's who took the photo, I think.
Yes.
They really didn't do this well.
I know all the pictures say Ricky, so I think just go by their first names.
Yeah. Okay, I'm pulling for Susan. I will say Susan goes into her hairdresser and shows them a picture of Kris Jenner. Okay. And I thought that just from looking at it, and then it doesn't say it here, but on the article I read, I think it was Entertainment Weekly. I don't know if you saw this. You know, it says a little like blurb, like what each of them wants to do or something. And she wrote, "It is my dream to have lunch with Kris Jenner."
So clearly that's exactly what she tells her hairdresser. She could be Kris Jenner's sister.
She's a wedding officiant. Her hometown is Pennsylvania, Aston, Pennsylvania. Susan dreams of having lunch with Kris Jenner. Done. Winner. I swear to God, if she doesn't win, she better be the Golden Bachelorette. I love her already. I think she's got the energy we need on a reality show. I don't know. There's a lot of good ones here. Do you have any favorites? Did anybody stand out to you?
I'm looking through the list. I think Gary needs a good family woman. So I'm not seeing any write-ups of the family members.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, they're all really hot. There was one who was a therapist, April, and I think, you know, that could be good because they get it. They get emotions. You know, Gary's lived through a lot. I'm acting as if Gary is my uncle. Gary's
I know,
been
like,
through
how
so
well
much.
Do you guys hang out on Christmas or something?
An insider told me Gary has been through a lot and he needs somebody who's able to handle him emotionally, physically, and you know, I think he needs somebody. So yeah, I could go with any of these women, but I needed to hear your thoughts on the Kris Jenner lookalike because that's too
the Kris Jenner lookalike is iconic, yeah. And I think everyone's already going to be obsessed with her because if she walks on and is like, does Kris Jenner, like, we'll lose our fucking minds. I will say some of them like I'm obsessed with, like, I don't know if you saw the ones with the fun facts. Wait, I want to send you this because some of these women put fun facts on Entertainment Weekly. I'm going to send you this because you're going to laugh so hard at some of these fun facts.
One of the best. Link. Okay. One of the best clips I saw was all of them saying, I can't wait to play pickleball. I bought my pickleball brackets and we're going to play pickleball. It was just all about pickleball. So I hope Gary's ready to play.
Gary, I know. And it's so funny because you know that this is clearly like saying like pickleball is a senior event. Like it is. It's a baby tennis court. It's a little toss over the net, and tennis players are pissed off because they're turning all the courts into pickleball courts, which is hilarious. And you know, ABC is going to be like, hold on, let's ruin a couple more because these women are hot for pickleball. I do love that some of them are 60 and some are like 75. And I think those are very different ages. Like all the women are 60 or over. But imagine going on and you're like, I'm the hot young 60-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, oh, some of these women are 75.
I know.
Like, it's interesting. And I will say some of the 75-year-olds look hotter than the 60-year-old. Like the 70s look hotter than the 60s.
Yes, I agree.
Right? Some of these facts are so funny. Like we got to love, come on, we're going to be such fans of Nancy. Nancy's fun fact. Nancy is a Bruce Springsteen stan. If she doesn't get a one-on-one date featuring a private concert from the boss,
wow.
That'd be a darn shame.
Kathy. Yeah, right. Kathy 70 says she's obsessed with Christmas. Okay.
Who isn't? We love Kathy.
We love Kathy.
I love that this woman thinks they're going to get Bruce Springsteen. Honestly, I don't know if you've... Dre, as a person who doesn't watch The Bachelor, I don't know if you know this, but ABC promotes musicians from other reality shows. So they'll be like... and to top off this date, we have, and then the Bachelor or Bachelorette, whoever's season it is, they'll always like announce the musician as if they're their biggest fan. They'll be like, oh my God, it's Chuck Weston, season 6, America's Got Talent, 8th runner up. I love his music. And they all pretend they know who it is. It's the funniest thing in the whole world.
That's messed up. And that is just to recycle stars from previous other shows.
It's so funny. I mean, I don't know if you know, they did like the Bachelor music season. That was insane. Where people went on as songwriters and stuff. And they paired up to like become like music duos, but also look for love. It was a mess. It was like too many hotheads. And they were like,
did anybody end up in a relationship? I doubt it.
I don't think anyone ended up like fully in a relationship. Like maybe on the show, there were like two couples that made it to the end, but like, yeah, it was a mess. It was a mess because everyone was like, I'm the next star.
You can't have two people that are obsessed with attention. Who's going to be the, it doesn't work. Nope.
Can I tell you someone I also love? Patty. Did you see Patty? Patty loves her body glitter and encourages you to do the same.
Patty. Wait, Jesus. That's not what I expected Patty to look like.
I know.
Oh my God. She is Bachelor Matt James's mom.
No. Wait. No.
That's in her fun fact.
Wait, where?
It says, oh, if you're wondering why Patty looks so familiar, it's because she's season 25.
Oh my God.
Matt James' son.
Let me tell you, for Matt James, I saw her on, she was on, because they do, you know, you have to meet the families. And for Matt's season, she had so much makeup on. She is unrecognizable. No, I have to find a photo of her when she was on his season because she had so much makeup on. But that's amazing. That also gives us, Matt James is going to be on the show. He's going to obviously come on and give some tips. So she'll probably get far, honestly. I think that's a plant, I would say, in this show.
A plant, as you will. What is Matt James? He's going to come in and go, Gary, I need to size you up, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like that's exactly what Matt James is going to do.
Because the families do that. This past Bachelor season, like they sized, her family sized these guys up and it was like all down to these two. Like she couldn't decide and I really didn't know who she was going to pick. And I think that her family really influenced it. The families always do. They really do. It's trash television that I absolutely love.
If we're going to be really honest about it, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. But
it's
this one,
so good.
That's why I think I'm going to like it because...
Maybe we do Gary, a recap. This is our next recap show, you guys.
Okay, we got to stick with it.
Yeah, I know. Because we have to still finish Crappy Lake. Crappy Lake was so good, too. Half these women are from New Jersey, too. You got to love it. They really went hard on the casting in Jersey. I feel like I've seen like 10 women from Jersey.
Oh, yes. Jersey's go strong.
So funny.
I feel like all those women want to talk about it.
I can't wait for this. I wonder if they watch the show. That's the other thing. You know what I mean? Like I wonder how many people are fans of the Bachelor franchise, you know, who are going on the show. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I feel like
I'm pumped.
That'll help them. So yeah, we'll be watching for Gary.
Hell yeah. I'm watching for Gary.
Gary needs to find love.
For Susan. I'm gunning for Susan.
I think, now that I know Patty loves body glitter, maybe we're going to go for Patty.
So funny. Yeah, we're going to have to, we'll pick our favorites. We'll study them a little harder. Speaking of other Bachelor news, I'm sorry, but this relates and I have to talk about it because I was DMing with my friend Michelle Collins. Shout out to Michelle. I was DMing with her in the middle of the night about this story. You guys, Bachelor contestant from, I believe it was from Caitlyn's season. I don't know if you know Caitlyn Bristow. She's done a lot of stuff. Caitlyn and Jason just like broke up. Yeah. So from Caitlyn's season, there was this guy on. His name was Josh Seitler. And 2 days ago, there was a death announcement on his Instagram. And it said from his family, there was a picture of him and it said, you know, that he struggled with mental illness and he took his own life and, you know, call, you know, a suicide hotline if you know anyone, if you're struggling or you know anyone who's struggling. And I felt so sad because I watched that season. Obviously, it was in the last nine years and nice guy, good guy. And then I like read further and I'm like, oh, and he came out as bi this summer and he's in a relationship with a guy now. And he like, you know, he got a little plastic surgery. He looked like he was living his best life. He's like all tuned up, you know, since reality television. 2 fucking days later. And I posted about it, Dre. I shared it. I don't know if you know on my stories. I shared it. And I was like, this is so sad. Like, you really never know what someone's going through. This guy just died at 36 years old.
Yeah, I saw that post too. And it was like shocking.
2 days later, he puts out a video on Instagram. Hey, guys, I'm alive. I'm so sorry if this caused anyone pain. I was hacked and I just got back into my Instagram account. This was on E, page 6. Fucking Variety, all the media publications that do entertainment news. And this was a fucking hoax. This was like I'm beside myself because I was like, wait, I like fully believe. I told my parents at dinner. I'm like, oh my God, this guy from The Bachelor died. Like, how sad is that?
It, No, it was, it seemed like real news.
Yeah.
And it took him 2 days. Didn't his ex come out? She was on Drag Race and she was like, this seems really, doesn't seem real. He did not get hacked.
Well, that's the thing. Some people now, all the comments are like, what people would do for attention, fake their own death. Why would someone do that? I don't think that's real. I don't think, like, how you have to be real psycho to be like, ha ha ha, let me fake my own. People are like, this is like a Jussie Smollett situation or something. It's really fucking weird. It's, well,
the news about 2 weeks ago about Lil Tay, that's really, really small influencer.
Same thing.
Yes. I was sharing that out of crazy. Her and her brother passed away. And yes, honestly,
yeah,
producer
and there was
Mike,
a note
I was
and it
like,
said the parents, it said the parents wrote a note saying our two children have died or something.
Yes. Like that's the craziest thing. And I, for sure, I was like, oh, this is, they're really young. They want to live off the grid. They're just going to get off social. This is how they're going to do it without having to give really any explanation. And then they came out like, no, I'm not. I did not pass away. What?
It's really crude because I hope that this was a hack, honestly. Like, maybe someone was pissed. You know, when you get into the reality game, like, there are crazies. And I believe there are crazies who can hack into your account and do crazy shit. I've been hacked before, you know. But, like, I hope that he's not that psycho. You know what I mean? Like, I really do hope. I want to believe that someone hacked his account. He seemed always like a nice guy. I you know, he talks about his mental illness. I believe that. But I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's
sketchy. Don't fuck with us like that. Whether it's you or someone hacking you, that's a really messed up thing to do emotionally to everyone else. Like, especially if you're,
I know,
especially like for someone who advocates for, now I sound like I think it was him. I don't think it was him, but people do. It's weird.
I know. Well, you see how if it happens more and more and more, people get desensitized towards it, which that's what really bothers me, is because now like everyone can just be like, I died. It's like making jokes about it. I don't like that.
Yeah. It was almost like back when, whenever I'd go on Twitter and Betty White was trending and people, like half the tweets were literally like, did Betty White die? Like, it's just a weird thing that like, we do. I don't know that like, trolls do. Like, they'll all tag on to the same fucking like fake news. It's so fucking weird. On that note, he's alive and well, and I'm glad to see that he's alive. I think we should take a quick break because
I was just going to say.
Yeah, because that's a psycho story. So let's digest that for a sec.
Welcome back in. I wanted to get your opinion on this, Anna, because you sent this to me.
Okay. What did I send to you?
Kanye's bare crack ass.
Yeah, in the middle of Italy on a gondola. On a gondola. We got a gondola and, on a gondola.
And I told you, I refuse to talk about this, but we actually do. Because I just need to hear your opinion.
Well, here's the funny thing. I felt like immediately it went to Dre's reaction was like, I am a Christian woman. How dare he flash his butt on a gondola in Italy of all places. And me, Anna Roisman, flashes her ass in every country she goes to. I thought, oh my God, LOL, look at Kanye's butt on a fucking boat. Like, that's so, and it looked like a public boat too. It didn't look like a fancy, like private, it looked like a straight up like gondola that you go on.
It was one of those water taxis you could catch because, you know, Venice, no streets. You got to catch a little water taxi here to each restaurant. And I thought his pants just fell, you know, because he's got weird fashion. So I thought he just had a little fashion faux pas and his pants slipped and he got up and his crack was showing. But no. The story's unfolding and it is so disturbing.
Yeah.
I want to cancel him on that alone.
Well, he's been canceled for me for a long time because he's a fucking anti-Semite. But I find that like they wanted this to happen. So basically, if you guys didn't see the rest of we think that he was getting head from his new wife. What is her name? I forget his wife's name.
Bianca.
Bianca. Do you know how many people are like, you need to do Bianca because she's wearing Julia Fox outfits. Essentially, yeah. He like saved Julia Fox clothing and was like, hey, I got you an outfit. Wink, wink. And it's like a closet in his house that's labeled like the Julia Fox collection. And he just gives her like mm-hmm. naked clothes. I've never seen her talk or do anything, though. Like, I don't really know who she is.
Me neither.
Being a nude woman. But she was giving him head like on this boat is what it looked like. Right. She's like on her knees and yes, she's like looking up.
Her little head pops out and she was wearing a strapless shirt. So I thought she was naked as she pops out. And so the only thing, you know, where our minds go is she's clearly doing this. And she's also going to get fined for public indecency all over Venice, because obviously it's a very Catholic. It's Italy.
Don't you think it's worth it. I'll pay it. It's fine. Let her get. Oh, yeah. Let them fine me. I'm fucking Kanye West. The other thing that confused me is
$10,000.
Maybe I just don't do these types of adult things, but do you really need to take your pants all the way down where your ass cheeks are out? Like, can't you just whip it out for someone?
Thank
to
you.
Do?
Thank you. And you know what? His fashion choices are neither here nor there, but maybe he's wearing these like Cyclops pants where they don't even have zippers. I don't know what his outfits are, but they're not from this planet. So I thought maybe these are the type of pants where you have to fully take them down to...
I liked
unleash.
It because I was like, yeah, he looks like a dumbass. And he is like he's made some really like questionable moves in the last few years. And he's disliked by a lot of people. I'm like, yeah, of course he's going to get a blowjob on a fucking taxi in the middle of Italy. Like, I don't know. I laughed. I thought it was this like, you look dumb.
Not safe for work. If you're listening with your children in the car, turn it off like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was like, wait, you're a little late on that.
Turn it off. No, I'm disgusted. I just think like do that in the privacy of your own beautiful Venice hotel room. Just don't be putting your bare ass all over a water taxi that's a public transportation. I'm pissed. I'm pissed. It's
really
disgusting.
Did it make you think, like, does he have a big dick or not? Like, I think
no.
Not. I think absolutely not. I think it's probably really small, actually. Like, surprisingly small. Because you're like, wait, but you're Kanye West. Like, wait, that's it?
One would really hope. I want justice for Bianca. She's like a mute little dolly that he's dressing up in these ugly ass stocking outfits. And I need somebody to shake her and wake her up from this horrendous nightmare. Pull her out of there. And Kanye needs
what
to
if it was
go
her
get help.
Idea. What if she was like, I just love like doing it in public. Like, let's just like, let me just do it in public.
They need a security guard. They're weird. I don't like it. I don't know. I get publicity and attention many other ways. Like the church that Kanye started, and like wearing no shoes, get attention that way, but not this, you know, I could see if it was somebody else, but this is just it's.
Don't you love that we're also defending Italy? We're like, how dare you in our favorite country? Do this in Times Square. You don't do this on a fucking gondola.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Italy. This is sacred land. You don't disparage the beautiful country of Italy like this.
Oh, I love it. It's so funny
it's
to
true.
Me.
It's true.
Yeah. Chris probably called him. I should do a video of Chris calling and being like, Kanye, hello, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Put your fucking pants on. You couldn't wait 30 minutes?
And Chris knows. Chris gets down and dirty. Chris is a little hoe for show sometimes, you know? But she
absolutely.
Does it with Corey in the privacy of her own home.
Yeah, or her own plane.
Right.
In the privacy of her own home and her own plane. Listen, we love it, though. Maybe Kanye was like, wait, hold on. These Kardashians are getting way too much press and I'm not. Let me just like drop my pants in the middle of vacation.
It's thirsty and it's embarrassing.
It is, doll.
It is.
It is. But here we are spending 25 minutes talking about.
I know. Oh, my God. I was going to set a timer of 5 minutes to say that's all we're giving.
All right. We're done. We're not talking about him anymore. But I'm going to still wonder if he has a small dick. I'm sorry. It's just going to happen.
I'll give you the answer. It is.
All the celebrities are on vacation right now. I feel like
they are.
August is. Yeah. I've seen those Margot Robbie photos of her and her husband on vacation, which is also they're just like innocent. Like she's just swimming. And I love how they're like Margot Robbie on vacation. It's like, OK, she's in a bathing suit. Let her have a vacation.
you want to talk about appropriate and class Margot Robbie on vacation. It's a classy one suit. She's got a white full suit on. She's dipping in the water. She's playing. She's frolicking. Class.
Yeah. Natural hair. No makeup. She looks cool.
Right. Yeah. I love that.
I don't like doing that. I don't go in the water, but you know, I like seeing that she's cool.
I love seeing that they do go in the water. Well, no, now we have like sharks coming up to the coast now, like up to where we're swimming. People are getting getting a little close. If you like to swim with sharks, especially over here.
I know, every day. I feel like Atlantic City is like, oh no, another shark at the Jersey Shore.
I know. It's not joking anymore. These waters are getting warm. We can't just go frolic in the water. We got to go to Italy now to enjoy a little dip.
Apparently. Who else is on vacation? Wait, you got someone else here on vacation. Bradley Cooper.
Bradley and his baby mama, Irina Shayk. And I put this in here because I was confused because I thought Irina had a little rendezvous with Tom Brady.
Yeah, they were flirting, right? We saw photos of them talking, which in paparazzi world is they're seeing each other.
he's already proposed. So then now she's doing a whole photo shoot with Bradley Cooper and it's kind of looking hot and heavy. I don't know.
Well, honestly, what if we have no idea? I always think that. I'm like, and they have a very nice, stable relationship that they've had for 100 years, you know, and they have kids together. Mm-hmm. And what if she was like chatting with Tom because she was like, I'm trying to get tickets to a concert, a football game for Brad. Like, do you think you could hook it up? Like, and he was like, yeah, sure. You know, who do you want to see? Like, what if that was the conversation?
It's because we immediately assume that something's going down. But Tom Brady does have a past of dating model-esque women. Yes. And Irina is in that. So she quickly assumes the boxes.
Yeah, she definitely checks the boxes for sure.
Well, she was seen at his house for a full weekend. It was like a long weekend or something, or just a weekend. And so we didn't really see her leave. So people automatically assume. But yeah, she really could just be sipping on a little spritz and having an aperitivo and talking about tickets with Tom Brady. We have no idea.
Don't you love that? I'm like, it's tickets. Probably tickets, right? What if Tom was there too and they were having a threesome? Like imagine.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm just starting shit, you know? Hire me, paparazzos. I'm like, oh yeah,
now
I saw
you really
threesome.
Starting shit. Now you really are. I don't know.
I love it.
I mean, I never wanted Bradley and Irina to break up. So seeing them on vacation together with their children or child, it made me happy. Because I said, you know what? This is co-parenting at its finest. Mommy, daddy might get back together.
It's nice.
But thank you.
Do you still feel that way about Bennifer?
I did have strong feelings about them. You know what?
That felt like mommy and daddy got back together for sure.
That did. That really did. I don't know. But now the pictures, when he looks just so angry and upset, that then I always think that he's having a bad time. I don't know. He doesn't really look happy with J-Lo, but maybe that's just his face.
Yeah. Who knows? Honestly, I would love to just sit at a dinner table and watch the two of them interact because I see it, but I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I would love to see the two of them together. I was excited when they got back together. I just thought of that because it's their 1 year anniversary. So of
it
getting
is?
Back together. Yeah. Dre, the year went by, babe.
Dude, what is the year went by, babes? It really did. I don't even know what year it
really
is, but years.
We're in it. Go fast. In it.
Didn't it? It flew by like a pelican just flying right overhead. Like I blinked and it was gone.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Thank God.
Bugger.
It's ending on a bad note. I really believe that the new year starts in September. So like, do you feel that way? Just because of the school year.
Is that because camp is over and the school year started?
Exactly. You feel that too. You had summers and then school. Like once September starts, you're like, new year, new me. Like new boots, new year, new me.
Nothing said new year like a fresh outfit for the first day of school, mm-hmm. the fresh set of pens, the
a fresh
folders.
Set of boots for fall.
Anna said, my boots, new year, new me. You mentioned boots twice. Okay, boots were a big thing, apparently. The boots.
You need a pair of boots for fall. Wait, I'm having like such anxiety over the fact that I left my knee-high black leather boots in LA. And I'm like, wait, I might want them in 2 weeks. Like, I brought my cowboy boots, which are a nicer boot. But I'm also like, wait, you might need the black ones. Anyway.
Are these the ones? Are these the ones I love you do for Kris Jenner? Yes. They're the platform? Damn.
It's okay. I have other shoes. I think I brought like 60 pairs of shoes for 2 months. You know what I mean?
You're fine. Listen, when I'm in LA, if I have to go back, I'll pick them up. You'll probably be back there before me, but are they in a storage unit?
No, I think they're in my closet. I left some stuff in a closet, you know? So we'll see, guys. We'll see. Wait, you're going to laugh really hard. This is because you said, are they your Kris Jenner boots? And this is so off topic, but it's so funny. So, you know, I've been home for a while. My mom.
Yeah.
I keep joking that I wanted to do this. Did you see the AI video of Kris Jenner that people are saying it's AI or she had a new facelift? This came out like 2 days ago.
I thought it was just a filter. I know. It looked
insane. Her head is like not it's like not on her body. I don't know. It's really. And her makeup artist posted it like, look how gorgeous she looks. And it's so funny because. Because you know how like certain things like that, like take like any photo of a celebrity that's like, ooh, something's different. Like they're all like, mm-hmm. AI, this is fake. This is a deep fake. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, well, they came for this photo, the comments and everybody's like blowing it up. And I was like, Mom, do you have a black and white polka dot shirt? I want to do a video of Kris Jenner as an AI robot. She was like, no.
Oh, my God.
Trey, she comes back today from Bloomingdale's and she's like, I got this shirt. Like, if you don't want it, I'll just return it. I was like, wait, what? I'm like, you're supporting.
She bought you the shirt for.
I was like, you're supporting. This was just like something I said in like passing. And she, you know, I was like, maybe I'll do it.
Stop it.
How funny. Now I feel like I have to do it.
You have
to. At some point before.
That's incredible.
Anyway, it's funny when your parents get involved in like your, you know, activities and stuff. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Should I give her a list of wigs I need to buy or something?
I was going to say, she's like your new wardrobe consultant. Like, this is amazing. She's saying, add her to the payroll, Anna. Anna Roisman, LLC. Mama Roisman.
So funny. So funny.
That's incredible. Yeah. No, I absolutely love that. I'm having a major anxiety that I said my birthday sucked. I just want to let everybody know that I'm so thankful for the friends. Here we are again. I'm thankful for the friends that came because they made it so amazing. It sounded like I was pitying myself because my friends didn't come. The friends that did show up are the real ones. I love you. Summer's busy and we had a great time. And that's all I needed to say. I was having major anxiety.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're having the remorse the regret you were talking about before is bubbling back up inside. I just want you to know everyone loves you and it's not personal. No one in their right mind is ever like, you know what? I actually don't feel like hanging out with Dre this weekend, so I'm just gonna like not go. It's not like that. No one's not coming because of that.
Thank you. That's what I hope I gave off. That's what I really meant to say. So, Mike, if you could just put this in the beginning, I just want to say that didn't sound. I had a great time. I was just telling you that sometimes we build up things in our head, and if they don't go as planned, we get upset. But it really was truly amazing and special, and I feel bad that I just made it sound like. It wasn't, but my friends made it special. My parents made it special.
Don't
and that's all we
regrets.
Need to say.
Everyone loves you. And if someone can't come to something, it has nothing to do with you. It really doesn't.
It's so true. It's so true. And this is
and
a lesson to take
that.
Away. And this is
remember
why
that.
August is so hard. Summer's, speaking of back to school, everybody is freaking busy, okay? Summer, what's the busiest month? December and August, right?
Busiest? Yeah, I think flakiest too, because you can use it as an excuse for anything. You're like, oh, I have stuff to do. I fucking don't like.
True.
Actually, I really don't like either of those months, if I had to be honest. Do you have a least favorite month?
Least favorite would probably be February.
No love.
Oh, well, yeah, Valentine's.
You like Valentine's Day.
Love Valentine's Day. But yeah. February is so, if you're living in the Northeast, it's freezing, bitter, and you're just ready for the warm weather. And it's a shorter month. But I don't know, something about February gives me kind of the ick. But justice for Valentine's Day, I guess.
Justice for Valentine's Day, yeah. I guess I get what you're saying, because even like sometimes winter will drag into like March, April. You're like, I can't wear. Yeah. There comes a day where I'm like, I won't wear a puffy coat anymore. Like, I'm done.
Yes.
Like, that's it. It's she's locked up and I don't care if it snows tomorrow. Uh-uh. But yeah, I agree with you. I will say I fucking hate right. August. I hate August. I'm sorry. Both you and Mike have birthdays in August. And I'm like,
yeah. So what's your deal with August? It's not that bad.
I'm like sitting here. I'm like, fuck this month. Oh, the month you were born. I hate it.
Wait a minute. Mike's saying he doesn't like it either. What's wrong with you guys? August is a fun month.
Because
it's hot.
Work-wise, at least in our industry, everyone's like, let's push to September. You know, you can't get any work done. You can't get any meetings. You can't do anything. I'm speaking on behalf of the non-strike times. But I also feel like it's sort of like people are flaky, you know, it's hard to do shows in August. Not everyone is like so down, like it's nice out still. People want to be out and drinking, so they don't necessarily want to like show up to a comedy show. And I feel like it's like a long Sunday, you know, like, you know, September's coming, you know, you have to like get back into the swing of things. It feels like a long like Sunday scaries. How's that for a fucking explanation of why I hate August?
I don't agree. I love August, and not for my birthday purposes. I think it's one of those, it's the last time you can just like get in all the things you wanted to do in the summer. You take a last trip. It is busy, but so it gives a lot of people for sure the excuse to be flaky, which is totally understandable. And it's just a kind of like a wrap up month, but I see your side. But I love August because I love summer, and it's just a happy time. You can porch, chill. You can have some popsicles. And you know what? You don't got to keep up with that workout routine because you know that fall is coming. Winter is coming, bitch.
Winter
you have time
is
to
coming.
Add on the layers. So if you want to have another popsicle, you want to have some ice cream, you want to get a chocolate dipped Carvel, go for it, you know?
I'm hungry now. Wow. The way you just listed those just freely, I'm like, whoa, yeah, I could eat all of that.
I had an idea. Being at the beach, I'm like, oh my God, we need to do a Big Wigs bite on the boardwalk. A Big Wig boardwalk bite, because there's all those goodies. The Carvel, the popcorn, Fisher's popcorn, the funnel cake. There's so much. Bethany Frankel would have a heyday. Yeah.
A heyday. I love that. I would love to do that. You guys, we're going to do more Big Wig bites because we'll be together so we can go eat places, which is like the best. I thought of you last night. Oh my God, I didn't even send you this video. Like, I'm scrolling through my TikToks and you know what pops up, which you guys will all appreciate. Some food blogger in New York, and her reel was like, these are the five things you need to order at Hillstone. Number one, the layered sushi.
And it's like, I know.
Yeah, it was honestly, I was like checking him off in my head. I was like, yes, yes. Okay. Obviously, she's a West Coast. She went to the West Coast for this one because I know the East Coast didn't have that fried chicken sandwich, bitch. Don't throw that in our face. Yeah. It's sad when I know the regional menu item differences.
Anna was not pleased with that one. You better come correct when you're talking about Hillstone.
Yeah, don't fuck this up for us, okay? We are. Yeah. I'm watching this reel being like, I'm fact checker Anna over here.
When it comes to Hillstone, you have to be.
I know. I'm really excited, though, to eat with you. I think we're going to have some fun meals together. I don't have any. I've had a great food this week, though. I don't have any specific Big Wig bites, but let me tell you, I've been eating very well in Philadelphia. Philly has good food, and I've been getting it.
And she's been indulging, as you should.
I have. It's every like time Jared Philly? And I go to dinner, we're like, we earned this. Although I think we're saying it one too many nights. Like, we're going to a nice hotel tonight too. I'm like, we've earned this.
Are you doing? Oh my God. Yes. It's called being without children. You just tell yourself that everything's okay. You're like, I deserve this.
Girl math. I'm like, it's free. I've had a bad month.
Right.
Yeah, I can eat a $300 dinner. Okay, girl math. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
It does not count. My friend's doing her wedding in Punta Cana at an all-inclusive resort, and they listed all the rooms that you can book. And I was doing it the same the other bridesmaids are doing, so it was kind of middle tier. But there is a room that has a private butler, and you can order whatever you want, 24-hour food service. And I'm thinking, what the fuck am I going to order at 3 a.m. in Punta Cana? Fries?
Are you kidding?
Like, what do I even need a butler for?
Yeah, I was like, I thought you were going to say like a private pool or a private like jacuzzi on the deck or something. I was like, yes, yeah. Get it. The butler is like Sex and private, the City too.
Thank you. A private butler who unpacks for you and then repacks. Champagne upon entry, swim out to the beach. It was royal status. I thought, okay, I'm just going to an all-inclusive resort for a wedding. I don't think I need a butler.
That's so funny. Is she doing it? Did you ask the bride? Like, did you do this?
She has the honeymoon suite, so I'm sure, not the honeymoon, you know, the right? I don't exactly know what room she has, but the listing that they gave so many options, and I got overwhelmed. I was like, oh my
God.
When
is it? When's the wedding?
It's in April 2024.
Oh, you got time. You got time to decide if you need the help or not. You know, if you need that support.
Oh, no. I realized, I was like, no, we've got weddings next year. No, I didn't choose the butler. I chose the middle tier with my other bridesmaids. It's going to, we'll have a good time still.
You have a lot of weddings this year. Dre has so many, so many married people.
Anna, everyone's getting married. It's insane. I'm checking up with my friends who were like 8 months pregnant. I just texted my friend today. Shout out Meg. I was like, Meg, how's the baby doing in the oven? She's like, it's kicking. I'm like, oh my God. What?
Crazy. I have two weddings this year, which is a lot for me. I'm like, ew.
Mom, you're such a bitch. You need to love.
I love you. And if you get married, I will be by your side. Okay. I will absolutely do the whole shebang, but ugh.
The whole shebang bang. No, I know. It's a big to do, and it's, yeah. But if change of perspective, I'm excited for the weddings. I just got to make sure I budget my money right, because there's a lot of hotels, a lot of flights. So you just got to be like, okay, what can I handle here? Do I need a butler? No. But budget correctly. But
when you said the fries at 3 a.m., I was like, yeah, that's what you'll probably want at 3 a.m. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm really thinking about it, yeah, that's exactly what I would order. Some pizza, some fries, some late night champagne.
Oh my God. Wait, last night I went to get ice cream. And this girl was like, who worked behind the counter. There's this like famous ice cream place right near my parents, the Franklin Fountain. It's a very famous place. And they've 8-9 vegan flavors, because I don't do real dairy. And we go, and she's talking about my dog and how cute he is. And he had like his paw was like wrapped up because they had to do an IV, and they shaved his paw too short.
Bobby.
And it hurt him. So his paw was all wrapped up. And I go, yeah, he's not having a great summer. And she's like, aw. And she's being so nice. And I said, can I have the vegan like cookies and cream? And she's like, ooh, I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay. And she goes to look, and she's like, yeah, we're out of vegan. I go, all 8? Vegan flavors?
All the flavors.
And she goes, yeah, like almost like she was lying to me. And I was like, oh. And then I go, okay, can I have the sorbet, because like there's also they have like 40 flavors at this place.
Yeah.
I go, can I have one of the sorbets? And she goes, I said, oh. And she looks at me, and I go, are you out of that too? She goes, yeah, I think so. I was like, is something wrong with me? Like, that you're refusing me? Sir, you just talked
after
about how
she
nice-
just right complimented Bobby. What happened to my ice cream?
I know. And then Jared, you know, the angel that we all love and praise, Jared was like, I don't need anything. Not because he eats real ice cream. I said, Jared, get yourself a fucking cup of ice cream. I said, we're here. We've been here 10 minutes talking to her about our fucking sick dog. And he's like,
Jared's answer is like, never mind.
He feels so bad. He's like, I feel so bad that you can't get anything. I don't want to get anything. And I said, so he got the ice cream. I said, just get the ice cream. This is my whole life. You think I've gone to birthday parties in the last 10 years where they're like, we're wasted. We got pizza. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'll just eat a bite of crust, you know? That's my life.
Jared knew what he was getting into, dating a non-dairy girl. Come on now. But that was really sweet of him. But after years of being with you, I would go for the ice cream.
He got it.
You can handle it.
He got it. Yeah. And I think, hopefully it was worth it. And I came home and I ate some fucking, I don't know, cookies.
Correct.
There's amazing dairy-free ice cream in New York right now. I can't wait to have it in the next few weeks. I'm really excited. There's some really good places right now that I'm looking forward to, you know. Summer may be over, but the ice cream's forever.
Summer, it's not over yet till the fat lady sings. That's a Sonia Morgan line. Yeah.
Wow. Does she do that in her show too? Does she say it in her show?
She was talking to some guy and she's
that's
like,
"That's not me anymore. I got lipo. I'm skinny. I look hot. I'm hot."
You have to watch her.
We love Luann.
We love them. You have to watch her on Watch What Happens Live. Did you watch the finale yet? You have to see this.
I haven't yet.
You're going to, I want you, that's your homework, okay? Before you, okay. Before we meet up to shoot, because you're going to be like, wait, we have to recreate this show. Yeah. It's so good.
I am. We will.
No, she does 360 spins on Watch What Happens Live to show off everywhere where she did lipo. It's amazing.
Oh. She's gold. She's content gold. I'm sure Andy Cohen loved that. He's like, oh, okay. Relax, Sonia.
Yeah. Although absolutely he classic. Did a really weird segment on the show that I can't stop thinking about. Can I tell you what it was? Maybe you guys watched this and then we have to go. Fuck, it's late.
And then
I was like, wow, I'm having so much fun. Wait, there is a segment on it where Andy shocks his penis. Like, did I say this last week? It's a really weird. I didn't quite understand it. Yeah, there's like.
What's the segment called?
I forget, but the bartender is holding like literally an electric shocker on his junk. And the girls have to answer questions. What? And if they answer something like wrong, like it's like trivia for them. But if they answer wrong, Andy's dick gets like electrocuted and he's like. And I'm like, wait.
No, I hate that. No, no,
no. Jared and I were watching it. We're like, what's happening right now? Why is how who came up with this?
That is very strange. Is that
I love Watch What Happens Live, but this was this rocked me. I was like, wait, what is this segment?
Some things we're unsure about, and that's one of them.
Maybe it was like a sex toy that was like sponsoring the episode. I honestly have no idea how this made it to the air.
Potentially. Because usually Watch What Happens Live is quick. It's great. It's fun. It gets to the point. He's a great interviewer, but that's a little, that ain't doing it for me. Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry this whole episode was about us talking about dicks.
Yes.
We got
some
bit.
Other stuff in there. Just a tad. But Golden Bachelor, that was a clean combo.
I loved it. I can't
happy
wait.
About that.
Yeah, you know ABC won't show you any of that. So maybe they'll talk about a fantasy suite. That was one thing. The ageism is a little questionable, I will say. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out on the show.
We'll be watching.
Yeah. Well, I love you at the beach. She's in her tan.
Love you. I'm still wearing. I had Barbie party favors, so that's what I'm wearing. You can't even see the Barbie. Yes, headed back to New York tonight though. So the party's over. The party's over. Is over.
We're for
just
both
taking
of us.
It to New York. It's over. Back to work. Love you guys. I hope you have a great week. We will discuss. Always DM us at Big Wigs Podcast. Find us on YouTube. We're up to 75 subscribers.
Cute. So, let's get to 100 today. That would be cute.
Today. Let us all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you next time. Bye, Big Wigs.